Hey everybody, Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. On the show today, we have Credit Union Times' Sarah Cook talking about the magazine's 25th anniversary. Check it out. Credit Union Times has been in existence for 25 years. I mean, this is your 25th anniversary, and that's just, I think that's an amazing story in itself.
Yeah, it's been an interesting ride. I've been around for 15 of those years. And, you know, I think Mike Welch, he had a background in credit unions, obviously, had a background in journalism and saw this need. And it's definitely still exists today for an independent news source. Mm-hmm. So we definitely like to fill that bill and the legacy. You know, it's changed so drastically. The news business, the credit union, credit unions have more or less changed. Certain things have changed, but we're finding as we're going back and doing these articles as part of our CU Times 25 program that not a lot has changed in some ways. Yeah. You're looking for new members, or younger members. You're looking for younger employees. You're looking for, you know, problems recruiting board members. Some of the issues are very much the same. You know, bankers attacking credit unions.
Oh my gosh, yeah.
But, you know, and even when you look at fraud and security, that was an issue back then. But now it's just a little more high tech, a little different spin on it. But a lot of the issues, yeah, are the same, which, it keeps us in business. So, yeah, it's been very interesting, you know, the ride from print to digital and everywhere in between.
That leads me to my next question is because, I mean, you guys obviously have the rich credit union history and everything, but I mean, how have you guys remained at this level for all these years? I mean, because there was, as the digital revolution, so to speak, is upon us, I mean, there were newspapers and established magazines up dropping like flies, but here, you know, CU Times is still cranking away, as well as a lot of the other publications in the industry. You're doing print, you're doing digital, you're doing mobile, doing all that type of stuff. What keeps you guys moving? What keeps you guys at the top of your game?
Yeah, well, you know, as you mentioned, you know, back in 2006, 2007, 2008, we were seeing, and since then, we were seeing colleagues at other publications being laid off, hundreds and thousands, and magazines and newspapers going online only or out of business entirely. And it was a rough time. I think, you know, Credit Union Times weathered it well, I think, and I think there's two pieces to that. One, I think because credit unions weathered it well.
Yeah, you're right.
That certainly helps us, and sticking to our niche like that has been a plus. And then I also think we just, you know, we believe in what we do. We believe in the credit union mission, and we believe that our role in it is to educate them on everything that's going on in credit unions, good and bad, and maintaining that level of insider information and integrity in the way we report it has been critical to keeping us moving forward. At the same time, we none of us are very we're all very hyper.
Okay, good. That's good to have a hyper staff, I think.
And as long as you can focus it, right?
Yeah.
But I think a lot of us thrive on change. I think, you know, we went from having just a print publication to having a website behind a paywall to not being behind a paywall to having a newsletter to having an event. You know, our Trailblazers event to, you know, adding newsletters, adding, you know, a lot of functionality to the website. And we're actually, a shameless small plug here, October 6th, we're hosting our first virtual conference on data breach defense, which is going to be very interesting to see how that turns out. It's such a huge topic for credit unions. And so, yeah, we recently started marketing that for, you know, registrants, and looking forward to it. It's going to be very exciting. We've got some good speakers we're looking to line up.
Right on. Well, we'll put the link and stuff in the show notes so people can sign up for that and attend.
Absolutely.
So, now, some of the programs that I think you guys have done have been kind of, I don't want to say groundbreaking, but very innovative. Like you mentioned the Trailblazer series. I mean, those are always exciting. I mean, you have your event at the GAC, and it's a big, you guys rent out a room, and you have the award ceremony and stuff. But you also have the Trailblazers 40 Below, and then the Women to Watch is another great series that you guys, I mean, that stuff has really kind of kept you guys in the forefront, I think. I mean, having those kind of unique programs.
Yeah, and that's, you know, as part of our jobs, we just keep an eye on the trends and what's happening. And you hear stats anywhere from 35 to 50% of credit union executives are going to be retiring in the next 5 to 10 years. And so it's very important to highlight those, obviously those who are currently at the top of their game, but, you know, heading out, you want to maintain that legacy, mm-hmm. Maintain that information and let younger executives know who those people are that they can reach out to that have been successful. And at the same time, you know, recognize the younger executives that are coming up, which is the focus of the Trailblazers 40 Below. And then also, of course, women are becoming much more involved in the executive level.
Yeah,
we've even, the issue is becoming, you know, it's growing because you've recently heard Rick Metzger, the NCAA vice chair. He wrote about it and has spoken about it, the issue of women in credit unions and diversification. So, you know, I co-chair the DC Sister Society of the Global Women's Leadership Network, and it's really funny. You know, I don't think there. I mean, I think there is a disparity in the numbers as far as male versus female executives. And there are various reasons for that, some of which is on the women and some of which is on the structure. But, you know, it's a situation where it's going to have to change just by necessity. There are more educated women in the workforce. It was interesting because I was recently speaking to a group of credit union folks and about a variety of credit union issues, and I spent maybe 30 seconds mentioning that, you know, there are going to be more women in the workplace, especially in senior executive positions, and that, you know, men and women often have communication issues. We've all been married, right?
Of course.
Not all of us, but, you know, so you see how that is. And in the workplace, it's particularly important to be able to communicate well with each other. And after that address, you know, I addressed 20 different credit union issues. I had a CEO came up to me and said, male, he was probably 60 or so. I would never hire a woman just because she's a woman. Well, that's not really the point I was making at all. And so I think there you go. You know, communication obviously is not only speaking, but listening to what the other side is saying.
A little communication breakdown there.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, that leads me, I mean, I'm going to jump ahead a little bit because, I mean, you started out, like you said, 15 years ago as the Washington, D.C. beat reporter. I remember those days. I remember when you were doing, I mean, we worked together a lot in various forms and fashions, but, and now you've ascended to this position as editor-in-chief and publisher. I mean, how does that feel, especially in kind of in a male-dominated industry? I mean, we also have Lisa Freeman over at CU Journal who has ascended to the same position, which is fantastic for the industry. But I mean, how does that feel? I mean, what does it say about, as it, what does it say about Credit Union Times as well?
Oh, I think it's great.
Yeah, obviously.
I think it's really, really good, not only in publishing, but also in within credit unions, seeing some of the women that are running the billion-dollar credit unions and the trade associations, like California League, Diana Dykstra out there, and others, who are really, you know, I think maybe the generation before them were the ones really starting to crack the glass ceiling, if you will, and they've got their heads poking through it, and now the rest of us are just going to obliterate it. It's going to be obsolete. And I think it's important because, I mean, there have been studies that show diversity among, you know, companies, whether it be gender, backgrounds, ethnicity, what have you, those companies tend to perform better. And I think it's because you have the men who tend to be a little more aggressive in their acquisitions or what have you, and women who tend to be a little more staid. And so for the long term, in the end, the two balance out, which is great. I don't think one is better than the other. Right. It's just it's good to have those different points of view. And I think Credit Union Times, as small as it is, has always been pretty diverse in its makeup. It's really been interesting. Yeah.
Well, your staff is made up of quite a few ladies, and I mean, they all do a fantastic job. I mean, you guys, your reporting is top notch, and you know, I mean, you're obviously hiring the best people out there, and they just happen to be women, and it's just it's wonderful. I love to see this kind of, like you said, the diversity in the marketplace. So it's
Well, actually, you may not see everybody. We're about half and half.
Oh, are you? Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, we have two male salespeople, one female salesperson on the editorial side. We have three females right now to one male, and probably hiring another male soon. So, yeah, we're actually very conscientious of that.
Okay,
so,
cool. Yeah. And well, I think the bigger picture there is that you guys are hiring, which is great. Who cares? I mean, you're hiring. There's jobs.
Yeah, it's you know, along with that integrity and the way we do business, we've been rewarded. You know, the credit union market in general is going up because the economy is going up. You know, you see vendors spending more crayons or spending more with vendors and that sort of thing. Mm-hmm. And, you know, in an up market, we're up more than most. So
congratulations.
Yeah.
That's why you've been around for 25 years.
Yeah. Yeah. Actually, it's interesting. This year is probably the first year our non-print revenue will exceed print.
Really?
Yeah, which is exciting. I mean, our print has been stable. But yeah, the digital and lead generation and those kind of little more sophisticated programs tend to be taking off. It's been very interesting.
Which leads me to my next question, Sarah Cook.